Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place and Using Your Keys broadcast. This is Prophet Valerie Burrell, grateful for another opportunity to come and share this morning an empowerment message. I will admit to you that I'm having some technical difficulty logging in this morning. We do have Evangelist Hope brought us that will be bringing us the word this morning. And as soon as I can log in, praise God, we will get started. I want to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day today. Mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, stepmothers, aunties. It takes so much to raise our children. It takes a village to raise a child. And these times more than ever before, we see that it's necessary that we as parents step up and do what it takes. Evangelist Brogdon, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Can
for
you hear
holding.
Me?
Can hear you just fine. We'll go ahead and get started with the word. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise for another teaching time. We thank you for the anointing now that rests upon Evangelist Brogdon. We thank you that this word would come forth with power and anointing. God, the seeds that you desire to be sown shall be released through her today. Father, we thank you for these things. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding her now, and we count these things done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. I was walking through Walmart yesterday, and, of course, everyone was out purchasing stuff for Mother's Day. I looked up online. I think it was the year 2012. It was $18.6 billion that is spent on Mother's Day. Like, that's a lot of money invested for one day. One day, $18.6 billion. So the Lord was like, is this going to be a flower, balloon, Happy Mother's Day card, here's your spa certificate, Mother's Day message? No, it's probably not going to be for some. So we're going to come from Proverbs 22, verse 6 first. And that says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So the Lord is asking us as mothers today, are we living, is our life showing that example of a mother? As far as teaching and training up our child, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'm going to start with verse 1. I'm going to read 1, 2. Well, actually, I'm just going to go as God leads. Deuteronomy 6, starting with verse 1. Now, this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gate. The Lord said, for mothers, he did not give you the gift of children on a short-term lease. Amen. This is
Amen.
A generational, this is a generational, I don't even want to use the word assignment, but we as mothers, and I've heard other parents say that once you get 18, you're on your own. Once you get 18, you're on your own. But God says in verse 7, he said, you shall talk with them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. That means that's a 365-day, 24/7, that you should be seeking an opportunity to instill into your child. Amen. This is not a once-a-year thing that I'm to be put on a pedestal as a mother by my children and for them to, you know, shower with me gifts. That's fine. I mean, I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying God just wants us to look as mothers. Are we continually working in that role? Or are we just looking for a society version of what a mother is?
Amen.
So with that being said, you know, it's kind of a checkup. It's Mother's Day. I'm sitting in a parking lot in Pikesville, North Carolina, and I'm going to be, providing chair massage for mothers. And I got an opportunity to spend time with my son yesterday, day before, and I'll see my daughter later on this afternoon. We're just going to just meet and talk. And because I was like, God, what's this word you're going to release? What are you talking about? You know, they're not short-term lease to us. And he had me listen to them. And in listening, it showed me where are they at. What have they learned from me and my teaching about God? And how are they applying it to their life? So I got to see for myself, did I slip somewhere? Is there something that I need to, you know, to provide more focus on? But he's showing me it's not over. And we, we have the great joy of being grandmothers. And I think of that even, Valerie, you know, as we go places, you know, when you were, and I think you were in Africa, when, you know, the women were referring to you as a mother. And we as mothers have to be conscious of all the time of where we go, who God is going to have us, and still who he is to them. Where someone may be slacking, you know, you were talking about it, taking a tribe, where one may be slacking in the area, you know, we have to be on point and alert to help fill in a gap. So God wants to know today, you know, are you continually functioning in your role as mother? Are you continually talking to your kids about God and his commandments? Are you continually instilling word in them? It's another checkup
Amen.
For us today.
Amen. And I can appreciate, Father, you prompting us to look at our role as mother. But I think it's also important, even as you shared from Proverbs 22:6, about training up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, not departing from it. I think it's important also that we instill in our children that we're your mother till the end. And it's not when you turn 16, it's not when you turn 18, it's not when you turn 21, it's not when you turn 25, it's not when you turn 30 or 50. As long as I'm breathing and I'm bleeding, I am your mother.
Yeah.
I am your mother. So, you know, we get into those circumstances and situations where our children feel like they've gotten a certain age. And they know everything, and they don't want to hear what mama has to say. But that's when we have to rely on seed that we have planted in them. Whereas God has allowed us to sow a seed, that's when we have to pray, because this is a generational assignment, and I have to call it what it is. This is a generational assignment that I planted a seed, but I'm prayerful that what is in me is a seed that my mother planted in me, and a seed that my grandmother planted in my mother, so that I can have a conversation with my child, and they may not receive it, but they can go back to a grandmother or a great-grandmother and hear something from what they says that falls in alignment with what mother has spoken to them, and it will resonate to them that, oh, maybe I need to pay attention.
Exactly.
Because as parents, as mothers, we spend a lot of time, well, I'm not going to say we, some mothers, because we could talk about a whole other group of mothers who aren't mothers.
Right.
They're just women who gave birth to children. But mothers,
right,
who raise their children and who entrust even sisters. You know, aunties play a very specific role in the upbringing of children. Even though they didn't give birth to them, they watch over those children as though they belong to them.
That's
and
right.
You know how that is, that if your kids act up, who going to run and tell you first? Not
That's
your
right.
kids, but sometimes your sister, if she's aware.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so as parents, we have to be mindful that we're sowing the right seed, but we're also instilling in them that, look, we're going to always be prayerful. We're going to always be watchful. We're always going to want to share with you insight that we've experienced in our life so that you won't have to go through some of the same things that we went through. And I know many people always say that experience is the best teacher. But I declare to you that if I've experienced something that caused me hurt, harm, pain, and put me in danger, I am not going to sit back and watch my child go those same steps when I can tell them, oop, boo-boo, at the end of this road, it's going to be danger. Let me tell you now, you can take this exit and alleviate yourself from having to confront that. I'm just saying.
Exactly. You know,
I think sometimes we wanted our children to grow up too soon and forget that they've got a mother. We want them to be independent, yes. But we want them to also know that we're here.
Correct.
Go ahead. I'm excited.
Proverbs 23, verse 23 through 25 says, buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. It comes once again. What are you instilling in your child? Are you depositing the truth, wisdom, and instruction in your child? I mean, I got very hot. I don't even know what year this was, but I saw my nieces twerking. Well, it was some YouTube video. They had a club. They twerking. And I'm like, okay, that's really great. You know, wonderful. And I think about how people, you know, allow their kids, you know, that they think it's cute that their two-year-old can twerk. I don't, because my daughter, she saw it, and she immediately called me. She said, Ma, I said, if I ever, you already know. She already knew that it doesn't, bringing that up is, it's not important for my child to know how to twerk. Could care less. In other words, I'm not going to focus on what the mainstream is doing, but I am going to focus on what God wants to do. Can my kids recognize false teaching? And that is very important in these times now. Do they even know when they're in the presence of a true prophet? Do my kids know how to pray for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be calling. My daughter was famous for it. Mama, pray. Mama, can you pray? And I was like, you know, God gave you a voice. And he had me to the point where he was like, no, I want to hear her voice. So now she doesn't ask me to pray. She does it herself. What are we instilling? And you were right. We have to be involved. Well, we are. We're going to be involved. We are going to continue to train, and we are going to continue to be available. And you're right. It is generations. I had a season with my granddaughter. Didn't know how long I was going to have, you know, the 24/7 access. So it was important during that season, what was I going to instill in her as grandma?
Amen.
They'll think her mama could do, but what is grandma going to teach her? So I'm accountable for it. We are accountable for it.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are. We are. We are. And it's... It's so much that, you know, when I think about the fact that it's generational, the word also tells, you know, those women who are seasoned to train the younger mothers, the younger women. And, you know, so as it is that we are accountable to the seed of our womb, we're also accountable to that one that may have been neglected or abused or whatever, and because of some of the things that they faced in life, you know, that child may be rejecting a mother's love because what they know of a mother's love has been nothing but pain for them. But that's one thing that is a blessing when it comes to empowerment place, because that's our target audience, if you want to call it what it is, that if you've been broken and hurt, that's who we look for, because we've also been broken and hurt and bruised and abused and all those things. So we're here as a voice and as a family to empower you to get past where you've been. And so when you're understanding and realizing the gift that God has given you, and having someone speak into your life to train you in the way that you should go, you know, sometimes I wish that the mindsets of those who are listening not become so defensive that they don't receive the gift that's being presented to them. And that's even with our children sometimes. When we're offering a word of correction, the word tells us that God chastens who he loves. So if God loves us and sometimes he got to tighten us up, then hey,
that's right.
If as a parent, as a mentor, as a trainer, as a life coach, or whatever you want to label it, as that one, when I come to you and I have to give you a word of correction because I see you in error according to what God desires, don't get your panties in a bunch. Don't get yourself twisted up, your face twisted up, your lips all perked up, you know, your hands flapping all over the place. No, get yourself in check and understand that what is being done is being done for your benefit. It's not to harm you, but it's to help you be the best that you can be. Because for whatever reason in this moment, you're not seeing clearly.
That's right.
And you've got to know that as mothers, as we're speaking to you today, there have been times in our life as mother and grandmother that we've not seen clearly ourselves. And
that's
it took
right.
somebody else to come and get us in alignment.
That's right.
So when we're coming to you, just don't think that, oh, they think they know everything. No, because we don't.
That's right, because this
we're
is a checkup.
We're constantly learning.
Yes.
God is constantly prompting us and showing us that which he would desire us do so that we can be the best for those that he places before us. Each of us has an audience. Each of us has a circle of influence. Each of us has a group of people that's waiting to hear what we have to say. And sometimes we have to get shaken up in order to deliver what God has given. Speaking wisdom? Are we speaking truth? Or are we being driven by our emotions?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Mama.
Ooh. I just got corrected on that one the other day.
Yes.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. 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 it takes more. You know, this week, different than others that I've experienced. My mom, who has been dealing with some diagnosis for several years, was rushed to the hospital earlier this week. And generally when she goes, because it's frequent, I don't feel a quickening in my spirit to go to her. But on this particular day, I felt that unction to move. And so I got up from my desk. I just got to work. I left, and I went to the hospital. And the nurses were in when my sister and I got there. My sister went in because she had information pertaining to my mother that I didn't have. So I stepped back. So me stepping back, my sister sends me a text and says, "Mom wants to know why you're not back here." Now, I can tell you that because of the relationship that I've had with my mom over these last 50-plus years, I would have never expected a moment when she would send or ask, "Where is Valerie?"
Amen.
So in her saying, "Why isn't she back here?" What did I do? I got up from where I was, and I went back there. Not that I had to say anything, do anything, but it was necessary that I be present.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, well, Pastor Prophet Val, why are you saying this? Because sometimes for you as mother or for you as daughter, sometimes it's necessary that you be present, that you be
Amen.
Present in the relationship. Just be present. May not be that you have to say anything or do anything, but you have to be present. You have to acknowledge the fact that you know I am your daughter, you are my mother. We may not see eye to eye. We may not agree on everything. But at the end of the day, you are still my mother. I am still your daughter. So for someone out there this morning who may be struggling with a mother-daughter, a mother-son, you know, you may be struggling with that relationship because of some things that have happened in your past. This morning, God says, acknowledge that relationship. I don't care how hard it's been. I don't care how hard the struggle has been. Acknowledge the fact that I cared so much for you, that I allowed you to come through the womb of that woman because I knew you from the very beginning. I had purpose for you, that I was going to establish you in the earth. I was going to use you to do great things. I'm going to use you to be a prophet to the nations. I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. But he said, I need you today to acknowledge that relationship. That it's not enough today to just go buy the balloon, as you said, or buy the card, or buy the gift card, or take them to dinner today. Good, that's good. But on tomorrow, I still need you to acknowledge that relationship. For somebody, you've got to pick the phone up today and call
Woo!
Your mother.
Oh, Jesus.
You got to call your mother. And if you say nothing but, "Mother, I love you," today, it's going to mean something that you can't even imagine, because they're wondering, does my child love me? They're wondering, did I do something wrong? God,
yeah,
show me what I did or didn't do that has caused this relationship to be what it is with the child that you blessed me with.
Thank you, Lord.
It's necessary for us mothers to understand that there are generations that are going to fall behind us, come behind us, for whatever we instill in our child, they're going to instill in their grandchild and the generations that come behind that. But it's going to start with you, and it didn't start with you, but it started with the generations behind you. That
Right.
somebody planted a seed. Somebody spoke a word. Someone did a deed. Someone was in alignment with what God wanted done in the earth, and they spoke that thing, and it happened. And in the next generation, somebody spoke a thing, and something happened. And in this generation, we're speaking a thing, and we're expecting something to happen because we planted the proper seeds in our children, who are then going to plant the proper seeds in their children.
Amen.
And for generations to come, we can say that we have trained up our child in the way that they should go, so that as they grow older, they will not depart, knowing the truth and the promises that God has for them. Thank you, Lord.
You know, people say, where are the mothers of the church? Because you hit it when you said we have to be present.
We have to be.
We have to be present. And
we
have
to
be accountable for the gift and the responsibility that God has given us.
We have to be. We have to be. I can't expect my mother to mother me if I'm never around my mother. I can't expect to hear a word of guidance, instruction, wisdom, or truth from my mother if I'm never acknowledging my mother.
Amen.
Likewise, as a mother, if we're not spending the proper time with our children, how then are we sowing into them the truth, the wisdom, the understanding, the power and authority that's already been given to them in the earth? How are we instilling that? How are we speaking that? How are we cultivating that if we're not present?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist, so you got me stirred. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. 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 We have some other callers on the line this morning. Amen. If you have a question or a comment, we're probably down to about the last 2 or 3 minutes. But if you have a question or a comment, please give us, you know, press one, and I'll let you in on the line. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Motherhood is a generational assignment.
Thank you, Lord.
It is more than the 9 months that we carry that child. Those 40 weeks or 36 or whatever, however long it took to get that blessing ready to face this world that we live in. It begins when that seed is planted, when that egg is fertilized, and until the day that you close your eyes or they close their eyes, we're still mom.
Amen.
We're mom when we're grandma. We're mom when we're great grandma. We're still mom.
Thank you, Lord.
And we've got to show up. We've got to show up in these relationships. We've got to be accountable to what Daddy has given us to do.
Thank you, Lord.
We've got to do it. We've got to do it. I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for evangelists this morning, God. Thank you for this word that she's brought to our attention, oh God, that we be accountable and that we understand that being a mother is a generational assignment. Father, we ask now, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, to every mother that hears this word on today, God, it will prompt something. God, to reconnect again. Oh, God, to rebuild the relationship that has been torn down, to show up being mom, to show up being daughter. God, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning that we will celebrate each other. We will celebrate our children. We will celebrate our mothers. God, and I pray for those who are motherless today. God, I pray that you send someone, send someone, oh God, to speak a word, to comfort, encourage and empower them on today, God, letting them know that they are not alone, and God, reminding them of the seed that was planted in them, God, that they can still carry forth
yes,
the mantle, the power, the anointing, oh God, that was placed in them, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this word. We thank you for empowering us today, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Evangelist, thank you so much. Listeners, thank you so much for calling in on the line and being on the phone line and online. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, it's our desire that every day you do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we pray that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. Again, we say God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to each and every mother. And join us again on next week. God bless you.